Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Dan Soder
and Big J Okerson. Welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. We'll have new episodes every morning, Tuesday through Friday. And if you want more Bonfire, you can always hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
The Bonfire.
I'm batting around getting an assistant, and it's so funny how, like...
Boy or girl?
I don't know. Probably hot young chick, really horny. I mean, that's what I put in the looking for.
Looking for.
I say also good.
How do you get?
I say
an
also
assistant?
Good with Microsoft Word.
Proficient in Microsoft Excel, Word.
Tease that box a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe wear butt shorts that show the bottom part of your butt.
Must have muff, but nothing too crazy.
Yeah. So, this brings us to the part of the interview where you show me your muff. Where did you apply for this?
Okay, this resume looks fantastic. I guess we're just down to the muff part of the interview.
I'm going to go the opposite route and get a scary man as like a bodyguard slash assistant. I'm looking for a goon.
Well, I was upon recommendation, I was told to talk to your management company.
What, they're leasing out assistants? Why don't I got one?
No, not an assistant. It was my thing is like, do I get a manager or an assistant?
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Because like the things I miss from Kimowitz is, I mean, aside from him, the human being, I mean, like work-wise, is the assistant-y type stuff.
Yeah.
Right, Christine? Is that pretty much what you're saying? It's like the gives a shit about when you get there that
does an itinerary right. for you yeah, on the yeah, weekend. Yeah. That's huge, man. That's huge. I get an itinerary from my manager when I'm on the road, and it's like hotel, flight, show times. It's all in one document, and you're just like, boom.
Yeah. Christine gets that for me now, but she hates it.
Yeah. Well, a girlfriend doing that work is different than someone that, you know,
it's just
paid to do that work.
By the way, I think she'd love it. It's just that when we have fought historically, and she goes, I do so much for you, and I'm like, secretarial work. I'm like, you know, office junk that I don't want to do. I was like, okay, have somebody else do that in a fucking heartbeat. So I think I've trivialized it so much that now she hates doing it, but sure. I almost don't have the capacity to do it. So we have to get somebody to do it.
I'm going to be interested to see this whole process. Like, do you interview them? Because we know people with assistants, but I was always like weirded out by it.
Usually there'd be male talent here, but I guess I'll be the male talent today. And we're just going to film like a basic thing.
A lot of the noise on the camera from your hand holding it. And you know what I'm talking about when they move the camera around?
It always
reminds me of those casting things where they're like, okay, great. Now let's see.
Okay,
let's get that top off.
Yeah, let's take a look at your body.
Dude, it'd be great if you just got some Latin hunk that Christine was like goo-goo eyes for. And he's like, oh, sorry, Christine. And I was showing Christine how to mamba.
Dude, I would love to get Christine a pool
lambada.
Boy. A pool boy that's my assistant.
Jay walked in on Christine learning the lambada from Raul.
He goes, Christine carries all of her tension in her hips.
Can I ask you a question?
He's doing that. He's doing like that.
Why does Jay not pick you up when you guys dance?
Yeah. Have you ever made love with both your legs wrapped around him so he holds you in the air?
I'm telling you, Christine, get away from him. Come with me to the Canary Islands where I can make love to you and drink sangria until the morning comes. Jay goes, man, I got to work the Omaha Funny Bone this weekend. Do you have the... Oh, yes. I emailed you your itinerary.
Hey, Raul. Yeah. Did my Brian Dawkins jersey get back from the dry cleaners?
He goes, I swear to God, I will get you out of here. Yes, Jay. He came back from the dryers.
Ah, big yay.
Big yay. I was just talking about how your weekend in Omaha, Nebraska is going to be so fun. Anyways, you're going to do a morning hit of radio with Boomer and the squad. Anyways, Christine, leave with me. Just leave.
I love you so much. I will be back later.
Yeah. I think about you all the time. Yason.
Yason. Yes. I will go grab rebounds and throw them back out to you in rhythm.
Hold on. Good news. Those gloves we ordered on Amazon are here, and I snipped the fingers off.
All your gloves are finger snipped.
And I also...
He goes, not too low and not too long, the way you like.
I also did a fun thing where I cauterized the end of the fingers so they don't go frayed.
Raul, you might be my best friend.
I love you. All right, I'll be downstairs. We're going to have some fun tonight. Christine, think about my offer.
Yes.
Come with me.
Look,
I'm a dancer.
I am aroused for you. Look. Look how thick I get just thinking about being alone with you.
He puts the hand over bike goes, shorts he's wearing.
Uh-huh.
She goes, I am so aroused thinking about you right now.
Awesome. So anyways. Yeah, son, I'm on my way.
Yes. He goes, get a grip.
Oh.
He held it long enough to remember it.
It's like one of those squiggly tubes at the Discovery Channel store.
You can't grab it. Squirt out of your hands.
And then you're like, whoa, that was thick. So I think good luck.
I've got a 5 skin.
Good luck finding an assistant. It's either going to be that or some girl that's like, hey, Jay, I think I lost another pencil DPing myself in the bathroom on the ground.
Chris. Hang on, I got your mail.
Oh,
she pulls out of her chaunch.
Did you put me in your phone as darling Nikki?
I like that. She goes, here, take this picture so it comes up when I call. sucks her own tip.
Downstairs calls. Hey, what's up, Jay? There's a girl down here masturbating with a magazine.
It's a pretty little thing. He goes, oh, yeah. Just if you wouldn't mind filming her, it's the only way I can come.
Sorry, dude. That's my assistant.
She's pretty wild. Christine,
goes,
would you rather...
Look what I found. Oh, it's a dildo with your flight schedule.
She goes, I can't see the numbers because of the cream.
It's all... And you guys are like tired in the morning. You have sleep eyes. You're like...
What's up?
Bambi, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate how much of a super slut you are, but right now...
Hey, Flame. What's up?
Hey... Oh. Hey Penny,
what time is it?
Hey Penny Dread, am I flying out of JFK?
Did you get a new face tattoo?
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
Christine's like,
she's a suicide squad girl, so she's all about death.
Christine, would you rather we have walk around a fucking, let's say they're both qualified for the job. Would you rather have a just perfect looking stud walking around this house
handling that?
The only two choices were this.
Just a hung young stud.
A hunk. And I'm telling you, the guy can't wear pants baggy enough to not show you how big and thick his dick is.
Prefers to wear gray with no underwear and then just busts out about 50 push-ups at once, a la Jacob when he was in peak physical condition.
Or just a girl who gives crew neck t-shirts cleavage. I mean, just stretches
it out. I mean, to the point where I'm sleeping over like it's eighth grade.
Yeah, Dan's like, actually, you guys mind if I crash here tonight? He's like, we're going to do bonfire early tomorrow. Anyway.
Sorry, I go, fuck it. Anyways, is she coming over?
Some fucking like hot seat chick. But they're both great at their job.
Unbelievable. Make life very smooth.
Probably the guy, so I don't feel bad about myself in my home.
There you go. Honest answer and a good answer. She's nice. Right.
I hope he never looks at you and you feel bad about yourself for that, then. How about that?
Sounds like you wouldn't like it.
Christine's going to be coming out in lingerie. He's like, Christine, it's inappropriate.
Christine, I'm going over with Jason all of his upcoming posts onto Instagram.
Spooky Washington.
We got to promote a lot of shows and a very little time. Christine, you know I love the curves of your body, but I can't right now.
Okay, there I looked. Okay, are you happy? Yeah. Do you get what you need?
I'm aroused.
Yes.
There.
If you tell him, he would crush you.
Don't. He's got a very important Monday coming up.
Oh, but boy, you do it to me. Feel that.
Feel
that.
Do you feel the heat coming off of my jeans?
Raul, why are you wearing bike shorts?
I've been training, yay.
Yeah.
He wants to be in top physical condition for you.
Raul's showering off again. I can hear him slapping his cock against the wall.
One guy like couldn't stop trying to put it in my butt.
Well, that's not Raul. That's not Raul. I'm not going to blame him for that.
That's not cool. That's also not cool. Yeah, man, that's having an assistant. An assistant is like a babysitter. One person in the relationship's not going to immediately trust it. We're like,
Black
who is
Luke
this?
Just sent this.
So much more than a babysitter. My nanny.
What is that?
What's funny is you get this little petite ginger, or you get old burly Trish coming through and letting you know all the rules of the land.
I get it. Well, we were looking the other day. And by the way, Dan, you have to – maybe we talk about this in a live show. I don't know. But what? Either way, we got to – not only now are we going to contact – because we already found, by the way, you saw the pictures. We looked up prison chicks.
Oh, yeah. You
guys love after lockup.
By the way, you guys sent me a tit pic in the group chat while I was on set and all these PAs were around. And she was asking me about something. And I was like, it just looked like I was like, tits. I look at tits on set.
Good tits.
They were good tits. Womp nips, but good tits.
But she, that's a girl in prison just looking for somebody to love.
Damn.
So we're going to see, we're going to collectively be somebody.
Oh, we're going to catfish someone.
Yes, but just to see how long before they start asking us to send them shit.
Who do we send pictures of, Jacob?
Well, Justin was the thought.
Oh, my God, yes. If that's available, yes, yes, a thousand yeses. We can only deal with women that are – there's only women that have done life sentences because we don't want a woman getting out on parole and hunting down Justin.
No. It's somebody who's going to be out for sure.
Out?
They're going to get out at some point.
Nah, man. We're going to get a friend hurt.
No.
Guys, I was taking a couple dongs for a
while. Date one of these prisoners.
Is he really?
For sure. It's a girl. It'll make people think he's not gay.
Yeah, but what if she shanks him?
Doesn't matter what your beard looks like, dude. You just
need a beard. As someone that just learned how to grow a beard in the year,
beard's
a bear in the blanket. Christine, someone tweeted at me. They were listening
treat
to.
You. I don't like the way he treats.
Stop, Christy. Come with me. Someone tweeted at me. They were listening to old Bonfire episodes, and they're like, "What happened to Puppy Baby Monkey?" And I was like, "Oh man, do I miss that?"
You, we haven't been in studio.
Puppy Baby Monkey.
Puppy Baby Monkey.
Puppy Baby Monkey. I hope he's all right. I hope he survived.
He's doing good. Did he get COVID? Did he survive COVID, Lou?
I don't know, dude. I don't even know his real name to find out if he's okay.
Oh, man. You can't ask if Puppy Monkey.
You can't call Greenstein and ask him if Puppy Monkey Baby's okay?
Puppy Monkey Baby.
Does that guy even have his finger on the pulse of this company or what?
Puppy Monkey Baby.
Play. He left Sirius before the pandemic.
No shit. Went back to terrestrial Puppy Monkey Babying?
Oh, no. Is he still busting through walls and giving out Mountain Dew energy?
Puppy Monkey Baby.
Puppy Monkey Baby.
Puppy Monkey Baby.
Man, when he came in the studio, we're like, he definitely heard us call him that.
Oh, yeah. Or he felt us laughing at him. By the way, our friend Michelle, another great, Isabella called us with a fantastic story the other day that they went to a store or a Dunkin' Donuts even or something like that for the drive-thru. And when they were talking to the girl, she was clearly like, had a mental problem.
Sure.
And Michelle ordered her thing and then started laughing, which was making Isabella, like, not laughing, but, like, looking over her shoulder. Michelle was just basically doing, like, a, what's with this one, huh?
Oh.
And then sort of then realized that she was, like, actually handicapped. So she didn't realize it at first.
Okay.
But Isabella was, and then it's like, they could have just moved on. The girl was none the wiser. And when they pulled around, she said that Michelle leaned into her and she goes, "We weren't laughing at you, by the way. We were laughing at something else." And I go, well, that's the worst lie to tell. Just say nothing. I love her.
Don't lie to my face.
I love her so much. You are laughing at me.
Fuck you, lady. You are fucking laughing at me.
I may not be a smart man,
but
I do know.
I know that I put pubic hair in your coffee.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you one thing about Michelle. She's definitely drank a lot of semen and spit in her life.
She can ingest human fluids and be like,
she doesn't
fine.
Even know how much she loves cum and coffee. She doesn't even know. But she loves it. She goes, this one place, I don't know. I hate the staff, but the coffee is delightful.
And by the way, I let them know I don't like them.
Yeah, he goes, but the coffee? I keep going for the coffee.
Unbelievable. Also,
Salty, sweet.
My protein count is up. Katie and I got stoned and watched the Tupac and bio on MTV for some reason. It was just on.
Resurrection?
Dude, it's so bad. You watched
Resurrection?
I think so.
It's horrible.
It's the one where the guy doesn't even, but Snoop Dogg does the voice in the movie for the kid that's playing Snoop Dogg.
Oh, really? That's not the
That's a All Eyes
documentary.
On Me. No, it's not the documentary. It's
the biopic.
The biopic, All Eyes on Me.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Snoop Dogg does the actual, he dubs over.
I was pissing Katie off the whole night because after we watched the movie, I kept going, she would just say something benign, and I'd go, that's it. That's the song. she'd go, don't fucking say that again. And I'd be in the kitchen, and she'd be like, hey, did you feed Myrtle? And I go, That's it. That's the song.
That's the song.
it's such a stone dumb thing.
That movie was terrible.
But I waited until the next morning when she was mad at me about something, and I hit her with it, and I was like, you know, when you get that over.
That's it.
That's the song.
Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has gotten me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Hey, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, dude, it is one. It is. I would probably think the worst biopic I've ever seen in my life.
No, Biggie was terrible too.
Well, they did a crossover. It's all in the universe.
Pointing your finger angry at me. I know he. That guy who plays Biggie is in the Tupac movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was that was the crossover.
It's still
the Marvel.
We brought up the other day too. That's to me. It's still the Snoop Dogg coming out with the lyrics of Nothing But a G thing in the NWA movie.
Oh, it's straight out of Compton.
Literally makes me want to like.
Hold on, look up that scene.
It makes me want to scratch my eyes out. It's insane.
Look up the Snoop Dogg in the movie All Eyes on Me, because it's a young actor who just has to lip sync. It's clearly Snoop now doing VO, and he's like, oh, what's up? Oh, most definitely. Suge wants to say what's up to you. And it's just a kid going.
Chris, yeah.
Katie Chris, was like, do they play the voiceover in the room, or does he say the lines where he's like, hey, everyone? He's Chris, just got a funny voice.
Christine, not to load you up, but also, can you bring up the scene of Queen figuring out We Will Rock You, which also makes me want to, like, I might break my computer when we watch that one.
Yeah. Do you want to play this is the All Eyes on Me Snoop Dogg?
Sure.
Oh, just his voice?
Yeah, so watch how, when you're very high, this is haunting.
Yeah, yeah, put all this
knocking
out.
Like a motherfucker, boy. Yeah,
you already know this is that gangster party, cuz. So you got your chain. Welcome to the family, pop.
Yeah. You the cold ass nigga on the mall.
Showing up. I keep my hand on my gun, cuz they got me on the
This ground. Is clearly Snoop.
Oh, yeah.
This guy just had a TikTok.
Oh, Zappadabit, who? Yeah, I wonder it was difficult to get past it.
I wonder if he...
I get for the music.
Yes.
To voice over his voice.
I always understand when you use the actual music, because people want to hear the actual music. I'm saying with the voice, did he come in and be like,
hello, I'll be auditioning as Mr. Calvin Brodus.
He goes, I love his look, but he can't get the voice.
We can't do that.
I'm Snoop Doggy Dog. I'm one. Snoop for Shizzle.
Oh, one, two, three into the four.
I've got an idea.
Oh,
why don't you get, why don't you have Snoop Dogg dub me over like a cartoon?
Oh, I've got it. I can TikTok Snoop Dogg.
Dude, the Queen.
Oh, did you find the two Snoop Dogg in Straight Outta Compton writing the lyrics?
I'm looking.
Come on.
That's it.
One,
that's
two, three into the vote. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. That's it. Just nailed it that quick.
That's pretty crazy. The Bonfire movie, or would it just be our first episode? And it's like, do you ever watch Clint Eastwood? This is right into a classic bit. That's
yeah, everything goes right out of the gate.
That's the bit.
That's the bit.
What's your name?
My name's Jake.
No, it's Jacob.
If I die...
That's
like
the
anytime
bit.
If I die anytime in the near future,
sure.
And they do the movie, like
you're gonna get pinholed like Corey Haim
for
I'm
sure.
Felt dogging you.
Oh, no, dude, you could have me fucked 16 different directions. But here's all I ask of you is like, can you add in some real, like last minute, like do like the Biggie thing where, and then I just made some crazy life changing and affirming phone calls afterwards.
Yeah. You go, Dan.
I told you just pick whatever comic is popular at that time,
sure,
and say that I called him. Before I died, and I was like, you're the guy now.
Yeah.
Shane,
carry the torch.
Yeah, just like I call. Yeah,
somebody. Or I just. But then Josh Adam Myers comes. He goes, "Hey, it'd be really cool if you helped me out, bro."
Yeah. I go, can you give me a blessing or something?
I mean, I know you're EPing the thing and writing it. So if you can make me look good, you go. It's you, Mike Fenoya. It's always been you.
Thanks, amigo.
Oh, your fire's going out, amigo. All right, let's see. This is from the Straight Outta Compton Snoop Dogg writing.
Well, by the way, not even go to where he's playing the piano even in the beginning. This is the whole scene.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
He just figures it out right away.
It's so awesome. I love it. Got a bottle of booze?
No. Damn it. I can't even get it. Oh.
Hey, what was going on in here? I was just in the other room taking a poop. What's up, Dre?
Damn, Dre, what the fuck is that? Compton and Long Beach together now.
Dude, is that a house? You just hear like a... Hey, guys, could you keep it down? This is a residential area.
This... I'm going to bang my microphone against the screen.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
They took him a whole verse deep in one shot.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Hey, were we rolling on that, I hope? Because it's the exact lyrics of the song.
Why haven't they ever done an Elvis biop? Have they ever done like a big studio?
Oh, yeah. I think several, probably.
Really? It was like, that's weird. I guess I'm just a hound dog. All these
times. He goes, come on, Priscilla, up there. He goes, you're crying all the time. You're like a hound dog. Crying all the time. Like, hang on.
Oh, man. After that breakup, I'm down here at the hotel. I'm in so sad, I guess I'm in a heartbreak hotel, and I've... Well, since my baby left me.
Oh, Colonel, I want to make a song about that rock they have in the jailhouse, you know?
Huh.
That jailhouse rock.
Yeah, here's the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Dude, this...
We've talked about biops a lot, but it's fucking infuriating.
This one is the most... upsetting at all, ever.
Everyone up on the drum risers. The crowd were singing our songs back to us. I mean, it was deafening, but
it was wonderful. Go further ahead. You have to wait till Freddie Mercury comes in.
I want to encourage that, so... Imagine thousands of people doing this in unison.
Huh? That's a pretty cool idea.
Damn, he got so much AIDS the worst time.
Oh, dude, well, I mean... Think about how high he was getting, just fucking. Dude. He was in seventh gear.
Absolutely.
I mean,
he had multiple.
He had.
I know
the dicks in his butt looked like. You ever see the cartoon of the guy with like 20 cigars in his mouth?
Or like when they blow up something and it's all. Also, what a tragic death, absolutely, and very sad. But what a fun way to get something
up your ass.
Yeah, just like to go get a deathly virus just by partying all the time.
Yeah.
Just like fucking and being like, oh shit, did I party so hard? I got this.
You just fucking rule so hard.
Yeah.
He goes, how'd you get AIDS? He goes, probably from ruling.
Yeah. There's people that die because they just live next to power lines.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I got a fucking watermelon
waste water.
Yeah. They go, I drank bad water and then now I'm dying.
He's like, what did this guy do? He goes, He got gang banged on poppers at Elton John's mansion. Yeah.
Do you know that there was a basement to Studio 54? Because he found that out, and it was all velour.
Yeah, he goes, how'd you get? He goes, where'd you get AIDS? He goes, partied Elton John's house. Even at the AIDS hospice, they're gonna be like, that's pretty cool, dude.
Oh my God, is it?
I got a booting up black tar under a bridge, so. Boo-hoo you.
Yeah. I'm a kid who had a blood transfusion.
Yeah, that's pretty chill.
Oh, it's pretty sad. I sucked off half of Manchester United.
David Bowie sucked me off. Well, another guy blew cocaine up my asshole.
Andy Warhol had me kiss a baboon while he sucked my dick.
I got my butthole fingered by Jim Morrison once. I don't think it was that, but his fingernails were pretty dirty. My chiropractor today said to me,
your chiropractor.
Yeah, seems like an older gentleman, too. Well, it's like 50s probably, but he just goes, it's beautiful out there today, huh? He goes, real day to just go in the park and blaze up a fatty, huh?
You go, what?
And I was like, yeah. But
you cop?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So legal here now. You can't
pat him down for a wire.
You go, you're not cop.
What's up, dude? What's your story, bro?
Hey, lift up your shirt.
He's good, man. That guy fucking
Do you feel better?
Me up.
Do you feel much better?
I don't know. But I like the way it feels when he does the things that very easily that no one else can do. It's weird stuff, man.
Do you think those, now that you've gone to a chiropractor, do you think the move in a movie where they break someone's neck is real? That is possible? Like, easily
the
possible.
Way they do it?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
No.
No.
No, there's not the way they do it.
The,
No. You'd probably easier kill them by, like, crushing their windpipe with, like, the choke itself than doing the thing. No, I mean, today, he cracked my neck. I mean, full, like full of those four different ways. Like, I was laying face down first, and he did it like that, and then both directions when I was laying on my back, and both of them got, like, a crazy amount.
Like an uncomfortable amount where you're like, what did you do? I would always feel like I'd be like, what did you do? What did you just do to me?
There's no such thing, dude. I hope I feel it in my ass bone when he fucking does my neck. I hope. It's like, I want to believe it's like something. You ever like take a deck of cards, you like pick them all up, and then when you're getting them back organized again and you like hit them on a table?
Yeah.
And it just sorts of, I want to believe there's just something that's going to happen that I'm just going to be, yeah, I'm actually 6'7", 180 pounds.
Oh, and you feel it all fall. You go, oh, it all fell into my dick.
Oh, wait a second. That was all supposed to be dick?
Oh, no.
That was my belly for so long.
Oh, what's weird that it all went to dick fat.
it all became rigid, hard cock.
Oh, it's so weird.
Christine, look how you're making me feel.
Christine,
right now.
The way that you need the dough. Is,
My head is all...
Blowing it like this. Look, watch, it bounces.
The head is so big and bulbous.
Oh, look, it's bouncing. Bouncing for you.
Look at it move.
Look at the bouncing ball. Read the words under the bouncing ball.
I love you.
Me so hard.
Yes, son.
Yes, son.
I will go to the store to get your favorite Snapple iced tea.
Oh, I know you love the Snapple iced tea. Also, I got you a nice window seat on a Yalta.
He goes to Christine. He goes, Diet Yeast Tea. Yeah. Diet Yeast Tea. Hilarious, right?
Yeah.
That's where he cuts the corners. Oh. Coming right now, yay, son.
Oh, yay.
Stay
son.
Here. I suck your titties before I go.
Lick a lick. Stick, stick. See you later.
He goes, let me take some of your essence with me so I can smell you at the store.
I put it behind my ears. I put it behind my ears. Oh, I love when I take your lady snot.
Your clam juice. Put your clam juice in my mustache.
Oh, you leaky faucet. go to BigJComedy.com. Appleton, Wisconsin's coming up. Also,
tomorrow and Saturday, Orlando.
Woo!
DanSoder.com. Dan's doing shit this weekend.
I am. Red Bank, New Jersey and Brooklyn.
New Jersey. And Bell House in Brooklyn.
Bell House
that's
on
right.
Saturday. Two shows. Might have bitten
at Bell House now?
Might have bitten off orange.
You had a show.
Yeah, well, we didn't add a show. It turns out it's always been two shows, and I've only been promoting it as one.
Weird.
So it's 6:30 and 9 o'clock. I got a bunch of great comics doing sets. Adrian Iapolucci, Anthony. I got a lot. I got a good lineup, dude. Graham
you forgot them all. That was good. He goes, Anthony. Yeah, what's his face? Listen, there's bitch. Comics are going to be there.
There you go.
Comics.
Sam.
Yeah. Butters Field? I don't know.
But make sure you go to DanSoder.com for those tickets. And at the Bonfire SXM on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, social media.
And it's
check
Anthony Moore. I know his name.
Dan's also going to be coming in Sacramento and Dallas. Red Bank, New Jersey also.
Woo!
That's this weekend's Red Bank.
Yeah, Red Bank.
Yeah.
Dallas, all those places. BigJComedy.com, DanSoder.com.
Sticky.
We love you guys.
Oh, Spokane, Washington. Oh, and Jesus Christ. Dude, the Love Mess is going to fight me. That big show in Philadelphia. Yeah. Go to it's on my website, Christine, right?
Yep.
BigJComedy.com and get tickets. And I want all the people to be there for me and nobody else. 5,000
yes.
tickets.
Come stack the odds, dude. Come make Jay a hero in that stadium, in the
Please.
Link.
Start chants for me so the Eagles give me Tracy's tickets.
Jason.
Put on Jay.
Big J. Big J. Big J. Go out, dude.
Christine,
we know
he is all distracted right now. It's our time to tell.
Listen to them chant for a man that is half the man I am for you.
He is out there. He belongs to them. I belong to you. This
look,
belongs to you.
The heartbeat all the way through it.
I'm getting lightheaded. It is so taking so much blood.
Oh, clunk, clunk. Clunk, clunk.
All right, we love you guys. We'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.